I have spoken with you all about the influence of being a daughter of William and Lenora Pulley and the Christian home they provided for my sister Susan, my brother Billy, and myself on a couple occasions in the past. So when asked to talk today about life lessons, the importance of family and stewardship, my thoughts began to spin. What could I say that you haven't already heard about my family? On August 9, 2022, with my mom's passing, I began navigating life without one of my parents' earthly presence for the first time in over 7 decades. I just gave my age away. But even at my age, my world has shifted, and I am still learning daily how to do this thing called life. One thing that I have realized in the past 14 months is that my childhood home was my first classroom, led by my folks. They modeled for their children how to be loving, caring, trustworthy, humble, responsible, and respectful. They helped foster healthy self-images and encouraged us to pursue our individual gifts and talents. They taught us about friendship and the importance of choosing our friends wisely. We were taught how to budget and the importance of giving to the church. When I was a kid, I can remember my folks keeping a plastic cup in our kitchen cabinet filled with quarters. Every Sunday, my siblings and I were given a quarter to put in the collection plate at Sunday school. Remember, this was the late 50s and early 60s, so you could actually buy something with a quarter then. When I started making money by babysitting, my parents had a talk with me about the fact that I was now making my own money. I had been confirmed in the church, so it was time for me to give out of my own earnings. That was my first real experience of filling out a pledge card and getting my own envelopes. While attending college, I also worked at Kmart. I can remember so vividly getting paid after a week of part-time work at $1.70 an hour, and get this, we were paid in cash. Again, my folks had a talk with me about first how much money I would be pledging to the church and how much would be going into my savings account. I am grateful for that life lesson on budgeting. It has served me well into my retirement. My parents also stressed that when we left the house and were out in the world, we were representing the values that they had taught us. My dad would always say, "Make your mom and me proud. You are a reflection of what we have taught you." I just returned from a trip to Texas. My great niece, Holly, many of you know Holly from Vacation Bible School, turned 13. She had been attending VBS with me since she was 3. Roger Jr., Risa, and Holly moved to Texas last year. She really wanted her great aunt to be there for her birthday. The fact that it meant so much for a teenager to want her senior aunt to be at her party with her friends really touched my heart. It also affirmed for me that Holly is being taught and knows the importance of family. Roger Jr. and Risa were wonderful tour directors. We were on the go the entire time. But out of all the wonderful experiences we had in Texas, the time that will be forever etched in my memory bank will be attending services at the Woodlands Church, surrounded by my family, singing with the praise band, listening to the sermon preached by the senior pastors of the church, a husband and wife team, and ending with Holy Communion. When the offering plate was passed and I gave my donation, my thoughts drifted back to the early lessons taught at home and the importance of supporting the ministries of the church. There in that church, I felt my parents' love and presence so strongly. I know they were looking down on us, saying to each other, "We did it, we taught them well." My sister Susan has started a tradition since my mom's passing that whenever she travels, she leaves a stone that reads, "Forever in our hearts." We gave one of these stones, which says "Forever in our hearts," to every family member and friend at my mom's celebration of life. Both of my folks love to travel and passed that passion down to us. When we were leaving Texas, my sister and I left a stone at Holly's house in the front planter, "Forever in our hearts." As we hugged and said our goodbyes, I had no doubt that the love and teachings of William and Lenora are being passed to the next generation, and for that I am grateful. In 2016, the year my brother passed, my niece gave me something to read at our first Thanksgiving without my brother. It reads, "Our family is a circle of strength and love. With every birth and union, it grows. Every crisis faced together makes the circle stronger. I thank God daily for my family, and I'm grateful for the life lessons I was taught. I am the woman I am today because of the life I lived in my childhood home on Doble Avenue." In a couple of weeks, we will be asked to complete a pledge card. For me, it is something that I have been doing since receiving 50 cents an hour babysitting when I was a preteen, thanks to the guidance of my beloved parents. And I will continue to do so in my retirement. May we all be faithful to Torrance First with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Thank you.